Welcome into Tuesdays with Travis on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and it's my weekly conversation with the head basketball coach of the SLU Billikens, Travis Ford. This is presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Over the weekend, hard loss for the Billikens, 68-64 against what will be a tournament team at Houston, and they're also in the top 25. The Billikens have North Carolina Central at Chaffetz Arena on Wednesday. You can either be at the game at Chaffetz or see it on Fox Sports Midwest. Then over the weekend, Florida State, another top 25 team. So, tough schedule right now for the Bills before they head into A-10 action. Again, this is presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Right now, it's the final push for their annual toy drive, the Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. The animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches up until this Friday. That's December 21st, this Friday. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Coming up, we visit with the head coach of the SLU Billikens, Travis Ford, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Every Tuesday, we get the chance to visit with SLU basketball coach Travis Ford. And coach, coming off a really tough loss, 68-64 at Houston. It was back and forth. Man, it was physical. Just give me your impressions. If you had the chance to obviously watch the tape, watching the game, watching the film, what are your impressions of what you came away with?
Well, I thought our guys really, really competed. I thought we played hard. It took us a little bit to get used to their physicality. By far, probably the strongest, toughest team we've played against as far as just very slimmer to us, and that they just really hit the glass hard, just a very physical team. It took us a little while to get used to that early in the game. But after that, I thought we really adjusted, played hard. We just it's what we just keep saying. It's the offense. We had too many empty possessions offensively, especially late in the game. And as I was telling our team yesterday, when it's under 4 minutes and it's a close game, I mean, 2-1-point game, and that's what it was, somebody's going to make one or two big plays or big shots. And, that was us against Oregon State. That was Houston on Sunday. We never made that one big shot, and Houston made a big, big shot that was the difference in the game.
So how do you do that, Coach? How do you practice that? How do you get over that hump with a young team and with new faces? What do you do as a coach to try to get over that hump?
Well, I think first just experience. And that's, we gained that in the Houston game. And we've played a very tough schedule already, Dan, so, and we're still even tougher to go. So we're putting ourselves hopefully in situations that will prepare us for our league and to be able to, finish games like that. But we've looked back at, on the year, we've been in a lot of close games, and we have finished off most of them in the right way and won most of those games. So it's not like at this point, it's a problem, we're not finishing games strong. It was just one of those games where Houston was a few points better than us and made the one big shot. But I think we just got to continue to focus on our offense. If we keep playing defense like we are, we'll be in good shape, but we just got to continue to get better offensively.
What do you see, Coach, with your team that you really like? Some of the trends that are going in the right direction now that you're, a month and a half into the season that you didn't see early that now are improving, that are going in the right direction?
Well, our defense, it starts with our defense. I think if we continue to take pride in stopping teams and taking pride in scout report and really trying to take away team strengths, it always gives you a chance to win a basketball game. I think some guys are really coming along. I thought Tremaine Isabel probably played one of his better games in the Houston game as far as how he was locked in, really focused and locked in, and made a lot of really good plays for us. Had a couple of tough plays, but had some really good plays for us. Right now we're just still trying to get everybody on the same page. I like our defense right now. We just got to continue to work on our offense.
Every Tuesday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, it's our visit with Travis Ford, and it's presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Right now they have their Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. The animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches up until this Friday. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC, and equal opportunity lender, our thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri for sponsoring Scoops with DannyMac.com. Coach, what do you know about North Carolina Central, tomorrow's opponent at Chaffetz Arena?
Yeah, North Carolina Central's team's got some really, really good athletes. Very aggressive defensively. They're going to press us probably for most of the game. They're going to change up their presses. They'll have different ones. They'll change defenses a lot. They have a center inside that can play anywhere in America. Young man, 6'8", about 245. Very, very skilled, very athletic, got really good post moves, very good around the rim. That's really gave a lot of people a lot of problems. So we're going to have to do, one thing that's troubled our team this year is taking care of the basketball. You know, we've had some games where we've really thrown the ball around pretty everywhere and had a lot of turnovers. We can't do that against Central because they will convert those, and that's what they want. They're trying to turn you over. They're trying to create a lot of havoc on the court, so we've got to do a great job of taking care of the ball.
How do you, Coach, as fans will come up to me and they say, well, SLU had Houston over the weekend, and then over the upcoming weekend you got another top 25 team. They're going to go play Florida State and, North Carolina Central. I mean, that should be a win. How do you make sure that doesn't creep into your kids' minds and say, hey, don't overlook these guys? This is a big game coming up on Wednesday. How do you do that?
Well, it's going to sound crazy, but yeah, I think you probably understand, Dan, and most of this game scarier than the other two.
Oh, Houston, yeah.
Florida State, for a lot of reasons. It was a very emotional loss, I thought, the Houston game. Guys were really down. We put ourselves into a position to win a big game and just didn't close the door at the end. And guys were really physically and mentally drained after that game. And then we come back, we're still in finals. We have split finals week. We had finals starting Wednesday of last week, and they're not over until today. We have guys with finals today. So we're not only still in the middle of trying to deal with finals and deal with, a loss. We're trying to figure out how to win a game tomorrow night as well. And, our guys know we just, obviously who we play. They know who we play on Saturday. So we're doing everything in our power to make sure they understand that we've got to give our best effort tomorrow night against North Carolina Central. We don't stand a chance. This is a well-coached team. We told our team yesterday this is a team that's normally, you look up, they're usually in the NCAA tournament. They usually play a very, very tough non-conference schedule, and their record may not look the best sometimes. But when they hit their conference play, they end up winning their league and go to the NCAA tournament. So tomorrow night's game is no big deal for them. They're used to playing teams like St. Louis University. They've already played a very tough schedule. So if we're not ready to go mentally, it'll be a battle.
Where are you at right now, Coach, coming out of a physical game? I know you came in a little banged up into the game in Houston. Then you have the physical game. Where's your club right now physically going into tomorrow night's game?
I think we're okay. It was a physical game. We really had to more or less just do a scouting report yesterday. We didn't do much practice. Kind of talked about how to handle Central's press and things like that. Weren't able to do much physically on the court, but I think we're okay. I think we're still trying to get Deion Wiley back. We're still trying to get Andy Goodmanson back. I don't know if they'll be back for tomorrow night's game. That's not looking likely. Hopefully we'll have them back by the weekend.
I was curious, Coach, how you approach and how you've done it over the years with your kids, because Christmas is kind of like, it's a holiday for everybody else, but for kids that play college basketball, yeah, it's a holiday, but you know what? You've got practices, you got games. How do you approach the Christmas holiday and what happens, you know, after this week in terms of, you know, after tomorrow, then you got a game on Saturday, next Tuesday's Christmas, and then right after that, boom, you've got another game coming up. How do you handle it with the kids, and what do you try to do?
Yeah, it's a great time to try to get your basketball team better, because there is no classes. There's no 20-hour rule. You can practice as much as you want. You can work on your free throws more and things like that. Now, this front end before Christmas, we're kind of overloaded with games, and our finals are going right up until we give our guys a break. So we're not getting much practice time in before the Florida State game. After the Florida State game, we're going to give our guys off. They'll all leave from Miami to go home. Everybody kind of fly their different ways to their hometowns from Miami. And then they're going to report back here on campus the 26th, the night of the 26th. And we'll have practice, I think, at 5 p.m. on December the 26th. And then we're going to have some time, hopefully, to get better. We do have a game on the 30th, but we only have one game on the 30th, and then we don't play again until January 6th, our first conference game. So we're going to use that probably 10 days or whatever it is in there to hopefully really improve our basketball team. We know where we're at through, you know, non-conference play, try to work on some areas that need some work, probably add a few plays heading into conference plays, a few wrinkles here and there. That we haven't shown. So we try to use those times to just get ready for conference play and review everything you've done in non-conference.
Now, Coach, it's my final question. It's kind of a weird question, so don't hang up on me, all right? All right. Does Coach Ford ever do Christmas shopping, or is it all on the wife?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't do a whole lot of it. If I ever do any, it's literally last second. I'm lucky. She takes care of most of that for us.
I get it. Coach, we'll see you tomorrow night, and thanks as always for doing this. And if we don't talk to you next week, have a great Christmas.
Sounds good. You too. Thanks a lot.
Every Tuesday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, it's our visit with Travis Ford, and it's presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Right now, they have their Boo Bear Drive. Do you have a bear to spare? They collect new and slightly used stuffed animals for children's charities. The animals go to places like Ronald McDonald House, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Operation Shower, and various hospitals such as Children's and Shriners. Stuffed animals can be delivered to any of their 11 branches up until this Friday. Royal Banks of Missouri, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Our thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri for sponsoring Scoops with DannyMac.com. Also want to tell you about a very special event that I'm a part of to battle childhood cancer. And if you're looking for maybe that last minute gift for the sports fan in your life, it's the 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals. And this year, the featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. In the past 6 years, the event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. A special feature has been added to this year's event, and that will be a special VIP conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. An Evening with the Cardinals will take place on January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel, Grand Ballroom. There's a private photo session, silent auction, dinner, cocktails, and the Q&A with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. So to be a sponsor or to get your tickets, this will sell out, and it's close to selling out right now. Head to the NCCS.org. That's the NCCS.org. Again, thanks to Royal Banks of Missouri, the National Children's Cancer Society, as well as our good friend Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. We do this every Tuesday with the head coach of the Billikens, and that is Travis Ford. Billikens in action tomorrow at Chaffetz Arena. Seats are still available. If not, I'll be on the call with Scott Highmark, and you can see that on Fox Sports Midwest. I'll have a Blues preview as well coming up, and this is Scoops with DannyMac.com.